Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, I think it is humiliating, but, you know, if you don't want to do the perp walk, don't do the crime.
Mayor Bloomberg on that American media institution, the perp walk, where someone accused of a crime, keyword accused, is paraded in handcuffs for all the paparazzi to snap, the better to humiliate him in the public's eye as prosecutors prepare for trial or plea bargain talks. And you probably take it for granted when you see the shot or see the perp walk video on TV. But in the case of Dominique Strauss-Kahn, it is raising some hackles in France, where the law forbids publishing images of someone in handcuffs unless they've actually been convicted. Do you care? Again, Mayor Bloomberg.
Our judicial system works where the public can see the alleged perpetrators. The real sad thing is if somebody is accused, does the perp walk, and turns out not to be have been guilty. And then society really does should look in the mirror and say, you know, we've got to be more careful the next time.
But is looking in the mirror and saying we need to be more careful next time enough? So listeners, maybe you're a lawyer with an opinion about this. Maybe you're a judge. Maybe you've been perp walked yourself or anyone else. We'll start today with a short call in and a couple of guests on the question, is the perp walk fair to someone who is merely accused of a crime and not convicted? Or do the French have a better idea? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post your comment to our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, as always. And with us is a veteran of many New York perp walk stories, Murray Weiss, longtime criminal justice editor for the New York Post, now a columnist with the local news website DNA Info. Hey, Murray, welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Explain the context of the perp walk. Where are they walking the accused from and to at those moments?
Actually, it's quite... I don't want to say simple, but it is. Somebody gets arrested. They're picked up by the police. They take them to the local station house. There's like 70 of them in New York City. So the local detectives or the patrol cops in that precinct bring you to the local precinct. You're interrogated, you're held, and then eventually, with the consent of the district attorney's office, you're charged. At some point, they have to transport you from the precinct, whether it's out in Queens or in Brooklyn, to the boroughs. Central booking headquarters. So in that moment of time, when you come out of the precinct and before you get into a New York City police car to be transported downtown to central booking, where there is a way, most central bookings, they're a little bit out of the public eye. But during that moment when you're coming out publicly, that's the origin of the moments where the so-called perp walk takes place.
So does it take place the same way with everyone who's arrested, or is there kind of a theatrical staged version reserved for cases that would be of interest to the media?
Yeah, that's an interesting phenomenon. The reality is that someone like myself, who has a long history of covering law enforcement and the police department, I probably covered 30,000 murders alone.
Wow.
The process is pretty much the same for everybody. Fundamentally, the secondary issue is how much interest there is in the person who gets arrested. In a case that, you know, with the IMF chief, I mean, it's of international interest that he was arrested. So there starts the tug of war between how public the event is or how much the public has a right to see, and the balance of, well, the media has a right to be in public space and take photographs, and the person coming out, he's going to be in public space. So where does the rights of all those people come together in a fair balance? Obviously, people get arrested all the time in New York City and get taken to central booking. I mean, luckily crime is way down now, but picture when there was 2,000 murders a year alone. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, thousands, you know, in the course of weeks get arrested and transported. In this case, you have an enormous interest. So you'd go back in time. There was a time when the police really did walk people, particularly in big cases, and they let you know in advance. And depending on the case and the interest, sure, some of these celebrity-type cases, the perps were, you know, public, the public impression of him was rather negative, and so was the police. In more recent times, there's been some serious discussions about organized perp walks, and they kind of stopped it in its own way. But in a case like this, you know, the attention and the media attention, and whether they on background, you kind of get a wind of when somebody's going to be quote unquote moved from the precinct to to central booking gets out. But you know, the press know where people get arrested. The press. And this is the kind of country where you want that to go on. I mean, some of the discussion is hiding perps and stuff like that. But you kind of, you know, this is a country that is founded on the idea that the police can't scoop people up, take them away, and then rush them through the system without any public viewing.
All right. We have a full board of calls, and we have Pascal Richard standing by, former editor of France Amérique, with how they do it differently in France. But Travis in Brooklyn. Travis, thanks for calling. You've been perp walked yourself?
I have. First off, let me say, huge fan of law enforcement. No problem with law enforcement. Secondly, let me say, I've been arrested twice. You know, completely laughable circumstances. It was thrown out. I was, you know, never actually brought to trial. But I have been perp walked twice. Second time I was perp walked right in the community where I live. And to this day, you know, 12 years later, some certain people still give me the evil eye. And I'm sure just by saying I've been arrested twice, there are certain, you know, logical listeners of yours that are saying, oh, this guy's been arrested twice. You know, he probably has done something wrong, but I guarantee you I haven't. We do live in a society where you're innocent until proven guilty.
What would the alternative have been? Like, usher you out some back door so that nobody sees you getting into the police car?
I think obviously the thing you're talking about with the French guy from the IMF, that's a completely different thing. He's famous. People want to know what famous people do. Right. I'm not famous, but I'm saying, you know, I think the French system is great. I think this whole aspect that you are literally innocent until proven guilty, right, and that, you know, the public scrutiny, right, or just all the things that add up against you, mm-hmm, you know, when you're in jail. I mean, like I said, I think law enforcement is great. I think that innocent people should go free and guilty people should, right, go to jail.
And Travis, I get it. And so for Travis, he wasn't a famous person. It wasn't the media he was afraid of being seen by. He didn't like the fact that people in person from his community saw him being walked in handcuffs, accused when he says he wasn't guilty. Let's go to Tom in Norwalk, who has a different view, I think. Hi, Tom.
Hi, good morning. Actually, this is the first time I'm calling. I think I don't really care what the French think about it. That's their laws. Our laws are that you are innocent until proven guilty, and if you don't want to have that happen, then don't commit the crime. The only reason that this guy is being made an example of is because he's famous. Well, guess what? The famous can be convicted just like everybody else can. If he's treated separately that in our country, then to the everyday person, of which I happen to be one, what does that say that I get perp walk and he doesn't?
But the argument is from the other side that nobody should be perp walked, because when you say if you don't want to be perp walked, don't do the crime, well, you're just accused, and some of those people being walked will be found not guilty.
That's true. And you're right. And if I'm and Travis was the previous caller was found not guilty, therefore he got off. His record doesn't show anything about it. He was, you know, accused but not proven guilty. He is free.
He's free, but the question is his reputation cleansed before everyone who might have casually witnessed the perp walk? So joining us briefly now is Pascal Richard, a French journalist working here in New York, former editor of the magazine France Amérique. Hi, Pascal. Welcome back to WNYC. Pascal, do we have you? All right, no Pascal yet. Murray Weiss, former criminal justice editor for the New York Post, now columnist with DNA Info. As a veteran of the tabloids, what makes a great perp walk shot?
Oh, my God. It runs the gamut there. I mean, obviously, when you see somebody like our IMF boss here, you know, kind of humbled and being held, I mean, sometimes the great perp shot, you know, can often mostly includes where the suspect acts out or says something, you know, where he's visible. Some people in the reporters might ask him a question from afar, and he either responds, or in some cases there are kind of famous pictures of guys trying to kick reporters during these so-called perp walks. Mm. You know, but, you know, Brian, I want to, you know, some of the French issue here is the notion of the handcuffs, you know, that the, it's not so much that he's being walked, but that he's being publicly humiliated and handcuffed.
In handcuffs. And, yeah, and I think we have Pascal Richard now. Yeah. So let me try again. Hi, Pascal.
Good morning, Brian.
Were you surprised to see the former French justice minister complain about Strauss-Kahn being perp walked for the media in handcuffs here in New York?
Yes, well, it's a different system in France. So for the French people, as you said before, it's been a shock to see Dominique Strauss-Kahn handcuffed coming out of the precinct. In France, the presumption of innocence is a right. It's a right that is in the Constitution and that has been reinforced by a law in France that was voted in 2000. So basically, the perp walk is very difficult for the French people to understand because Dominique Strauss-Kahn is presumed innocent until proven guilty, really.
Does it reflect anything larger, this difference, about different values in the French justice system or French sensibilities, because Americans say innocent until proven guilty also? Or is it just a narrow point of disagreement about photos in handcuffs as an unfair public display until someone is proven guilty?
I think it's the big difference between the two systems, because in America, prosecutors need to convince a jury of a suspect's guilt. It's totally different. You have the jury that you need to convince.
That's
the same. Prosecution and defense are trying to.
That's the same here.
No, this is here.
Yes.
But,
okay.
In France, the one who is the prosecution has to prove the guilt of the defense. It's not the defense who has to.
No, well, actually, that is the same here. So, Murray, maybe it comes down to how sophisticated each country's authorities believe the public to be in processing this information. You know, like, do we really understand that this person is merely accused in a system of innocent until proven guilty when we see the handcuff shot, or do we not? You think that's the bottom line question?
Oh, I think that the you know, people who watch trials and the juries deliberate for hours, if not days on end, and people are amazed how long and seriously they take the job of determining someone's guilt or innocence. I think that something like a perp walk, I don't really think it influences at the end of the day much in the criminal court system. I think the jurors take their responsibilities enormously seriously. And when this man goes to court and the evidence presented, they're going to sit there and decide, you know, this man's entire life is going to end, including with a long stretch in prison, if this really happened. So I think the fact that he's in handcuffs isn't really going to make a big difference at the end of the day. Jurors take this stuff quite seriously. And also, lost in the handcuff controversy is part of the reason that they have handcuffs is for the safety of law enforcement. They're, you know, this man is in handcuffs because he's a prisoner. If they start transporting murderers without handcuffs and they put him in cars, there are cases in New York City where the people... some people got out of their cuffs, took a weapon from one of the policemen, and killed two of the detectives in the back of a car. I mean, part of the reason for the handcuffs is a safety issue.
Of course, there was Lee Harvey Oswald's perp walk after he shot JFK. That didn't end so well. Even in handcuffs, Jack Ruby got to shoot him. Have you ever seen a perp being attacked, an accused perp being attacked during a perp walk, like Oswald was shot by Jack Ruby?
Well, obviously, that's the most famous case of them. I've seen, you know, yeah, hostility from neighbors, neighborhoods against perps. Yeah, I've seen that. And the police, you know, the police have a difficult line to walk themselves. They take somebody out, exactly what you're pointing out here. They need the safety of the suspect, the safety of the law enforcement people. There's a way to give access to the media and then at the same point make sure that that the public is not going to attack the suspect.
Well, we thank Pascal Richard for having joined us, and we thank Murray Weiss, columnist for the local news website DNA Info, former longtime criminal justice editor for the New York Post. And listeners, you will decide for yourself, have we learned something useful from the French objection to this particular perp walk about perp walks in general, or vive la différence? Murray, thanks a lot. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Steve Call from The New Yorker next with some thoughts on President Obama's Mideast speech yesterday. Stay with us.